So, Sarah Bullimore, ace publicist and coordinator and co-director of the Joys of Cultural Solutions, coordinator of World's Words, what's your favourite giant vegetable?
Can I say courgette? They're not exactly giant, but you can grow them as giant.
So you'd like a giant courgette? Not a cabbage?
No. That's right, I do like
a potato?
No.
Not an onion?
I like all vegetables.
You like all vegetables? All right, okay. And Jodie Orton, what's your favourite?
It's going to have to be a marrow, I think.
A marrow.
For some reason.
Is a marrow a vegetable?
Yeah, isn't it one of those big green stripy ones,
etc. Clearly, both you ladies are in dire need of attending the autumn flower show at the Harrogate Centre, the Harrogate Event Centre, the Harrogate Flower Show, because this is where we can actually go to that and find out what is your favourite giant vegetable. Isn't that right, show director extraordinaire Martin Fish?
It is, yes, that's absolutely right. Interesting point, though, courgette and marrow were the choices, because basically, I mean, a courgette is just like a baby marrow, isn't it?
There you are.
But neither of them, technically speaking, if we were going to be technical about this, neither of them are vegetables.
No.
They're both fruits, because they produce seed, but from a gardening point of view, we class them as vegetables because they're savoury rather than sweet.
There we are, you see. That's
I've had courgette flowers.
Yes, courgette flowers, deep fried. Absolutely delicious.
Just fantastic. Martin, this show gets better and better each show. I mean, a few years ago when you took over the mantle of show director, I thought, how can you build on perfection? But you jolly well go and do it. And whether it's the spring flower show or the autumn flower show, that constant sort of move to improving in all sorts of ways continues. What's the secret? What is the secret?
Well, I think partly it's a good team around me. So, yes, I'm the show director, but I've also got a really dedicated, small but dedicated team around me that are all very keen to take the shows forward. And my background, as well as working in shows, is actually horticulture. So I look at shows probably different to a lot of event organisers. I look at them from a gardening point of view because I think that's what the public want to see. So I think the combination of my horticultural expertise and the show team, we just come up with new ideas, and we're conscious that you can't stand still in this world. If we keep the show the same every year, then people eventually get fed up with it and don't bother coming to see us again. So we've all the time, even if they're just small, subtle changes, we feel that if we keep making changes and adding one or two new features, it keeps it fresh and it keeps people hopefully wanting more.
Indeed so. And who would have thought that back in the joys of the Lord Mayor's room in January 2011, 6th of January to be precise, sorry, 1911, we would have actually 100 years later been actually celebrating the joys of this festival, because it's a centenary year, of course.
Yes, it is. Yes, I mean, that's exactly right. That's when the North of England Horticultural Society was formed 100 years ago. And it was a charity that was basically developed to cover the north of England, and they took that as a line sort of across through Nottinghamshire, the River Trent. Anything north of the River Trent they were deeming as the north. And it was to help organise shows and generally promote horticulture, similar to what the RHS do, but obviously on a much smaller scale. But in its day, it would have been the RHS of the North.
I think it still is, Martin. I think it's bottom line, that works with it. Have you ever encountered in your horticultural experiences a certain Alice Fowler?
I haven't. I know of Alice, but I've never met Alice. No, I haven't.
The reason I'm actually asking this is if people have sort of, you know, after they've enjoyed the sheer delights and wonderments of the autumn show in Harrogate between the 16th and 18th of September, and then obviously visited our other major event, the O2 Arena for Peace One Day on September the 21st, and they're looking for something to do in October, Sarah Bullimore, why should even Martin Fish possibly consider coming along with his edible garden to World's Words?
19th to 23rd of October, Martin, we've got the World's Words Festival of Reading, Writing and Performance. It all takes place in Louth, which is a market town in the Lincolnshire Wolds. And it's kind of known for it being a foodie town because of the amount of kind of homegrown produce.
I'm just thinking, actually, man, I know Alice Fowler, BBC correspondent, can do an edible garden, but I think Martin Fish should be on the guest of honour list, really.